On Tuesdays, we talk about personal finance with Michelle Singletary. She writes the Color of Money column for the Washington Post. She's also day-to-day's regular personal finance commentator, and she joins us from our studios in Washington, D.C. once again. Hi, Michelle. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
And we're going through your mailbag again, answering questions from listeners who've heard us talking and have written in with their own kind of personal finance questions. So here we go, okay? Dear Michelle, I am an American citizen but not resident. I do not know what my tax standing is in the USA. I have not earned any money in the US since I left in 1986. I pay all my taxes in the UK. Am I in trouble with the US Internal Revenue for this? Do I need to file with the American government too? Michelle, what about this expat's plight? Is it a plight?
It is a plight, and I would suggest that this person contact a tax attorney in the U.S. because, according to the IRS, all U.S. citizens living abroad are required to file annual U.S. income tax returns and report their worldwide income. I didn't even know this.
Michelle, this is not the answer to this person who's looking for.
I'm telling you, not since 86. You know, they might want to go in hiding. But, you know, don't hide. Don't hide. The IRS says that you should contact them and let them know why you didn't file. I would suggest you contact an attorney before you contact Uncle Sam, just to make sure you do things the right way. However, this person may qualify to exclude from income up to $76,000 of their foreign earnings. So it could be that they're still in the clear. So they definitely need to contact an attorney. And in the meantime, they may want to look at the IRS Publication 54, Tax Guide for U.S. Citizens and Resident Aliens Abroad. But the important thing is, if you're living abroad and you're earning your income abroad, still realize that as a U.S. citizen or a resident, you have to file a tax return in the U.S.
The IRS doesn't care where you are.
They don't care.
They want to hear from you regularly.
And just remember that much of that income could be excluded, so you could still be okay. Find out what's the right thing to do, because you don't want to wake up one day and Uncle Sam's knocking on your door getting your money.
Okay, here we go. Letter number two. Dear Michelle, I'm 25 years old and about to get married. Congratulations. My primary financial goal at this time is to buy a house. I've saved $5,000 so far, and the money is sitting in an ING savings account, currently earning 2%. What investment strategies would you recommend to me to accomplish my goal? So the goal is buy a house, $5,000 saved so far, and that money sitting in an ING savings account.
Listen, I'm not a financial expert, but I've talked to plenty of them. And if you have a short-term horizon that you want to buy a house in 5 years or less, you don't want to invest this money. You need to protect this principal because you're going to need it. And remember, investing is putting your principal at risk, even if it's in a mutual fund. I mean, so people need to understand when they use the word investing, what that means. If this is money that you cannot afford to lose, that you want to have it for this house, the safe thing to do on the short term is to put it into an account like she already has it in.
Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money column at the Washington Post. She's day-to-day's regular financial commentator. She joins us from our studios in Washington. Michelle, thanks, and see you next week.
You're welcome.